Hi, I'm Sarah Thomas, and I'm a Senior Program Manager in the Windows International team. As we've shown you in previous videos, the Multilingual App Toolkit can help you develop international apps that can reach a broader set of markets. In this video, I'll show you a few things you should think about as you upload your multilingual app to the Windows Store to make sure your app is available in the right markets. Let's get started. First, let's go to the Windows Store Dev Center and look at our dashboard. I already have my Windows Store developer account set up, and I'm logged in. As you can see, I've already started the process of uploading my app to the store, so I'll choose Edit to continue the process. You'll choose Submit an App the first time you visit this page. I've reserved my app name, so let's continue with the Selling Details section. First, we'll pick a price tier. There are several articles and blog posts in the MSDN Windows Dev Center that discuss pricing your app. I encourage you to use those resources to become familiar with the options available to you. To keep things simple, I'm going to release Woof as a free app, so I'll select that from the drop-down list. Now you see a big list of all the supported markets for the Windows Store. You'll need to determine which markets you want your app to be available in. There's a lot to consider, so let's take Woof through this process. We have Woof localized in English and German, so let's switch over to look at Woof in Visual Studio. I have the project already loaded. When we look at the Add Translation Languages dialog, I can expand the German language to see the list of locales that are relevant for this language. Here you can see several locales for the German language. This information will help you decide the markets you want to support based on the languages you included in your app. Let's go back to the Windows Store dashboard and start choosing markets. Now, for the sake of this video, I'm intentionally oversimplifying the process of properly evaluating which markets are best for your particular app. Considering our German language support, let's choose Austria and Germany. Liechtenstein was next on the list, but it isn't a currently supported market in the Windows Store, so we'll skip that. Here's Luxembourg and Switzerland. Our app is also in English, so let's choose a few markets where we want to make Woof available for folks who speak English. I'll just choose Canada and the United States for now. Again, this is just an example of how to choose markets. You can evaluate and decide which markets you want to include based on your supported languages. Keep in mind that language may not be the only deciding factor when choosing markets. If, for example, you develop tax preparation software based on United States tax code, this may not be relevant to users in Canada, even though they speak English. Feel free to consider releasing your app in more markets, whether you support that market's primary language or not. For example, a Spanish app could be very successful in the United States, considering the number of Spanish-speaking people in the US. There are a lot of multilingual examples like this all over the world, and you should find what works best for you and your app. Let's finish up this section by choosing to release Woof as soon as it passes certification, and choose a category where it will be listed in the store. I'm going to select Entertainment. I'll leave these hardware requirements with the default selections, since we don't require DirectX versions or need to limit use based on available memory. And we haven't included any accessibility-specific features, so I'll leave that checkbox blank and click Save. We don't have any advanced features, so in this section, we'll just accept the default settings by pressing Save. Let's move on to age rating and rating certificates. Now, you can read about the details for each rating here. I'm going to choose 12+ as our rating. Woof is not a game, but if you are developing a game app that you wish to release in multiple markets, be sure to read this section and understand the different country and region requirements for game apps. As you can see, some countries and regions require specific rating certifications. We're finished with this section, so I'll click Save. We haven't included any cryptography or encryption in our app, so I previously completed the declaration for this section. So now we're ready to build and upload our app package to the store. Back in Visual Studio, I need to disable the pseudo language before I can create the app package. You can do this by right-clicking the pseudo language XLIF file and choose Exclude from Project. You can re-enable this later by clicking the Show All Files button, right-clicking your XLIF file again, and choose Include in Project. Now I will select Store and Create App Packages. Yes, I want to build packages to upload to the Windows Store. Now I'll sign in to connect with my developer account. I'll select Woof, click Next, and then Create. Once our app package creation is complete, we need to verify our app using the Windows App Certification Kit. When I click the Launch Windows App Certification Kit button, the kit will launch the app several times as it completes its validation. The screen advises you not to interact with your app or the kit during this time. I'd recommend just sitting back and waiting for this process to complete. Okay, great, we passed. I'll click Finish. Now I'll go back to the Windows Store dashboard and click on Packages. I have an Explorer window open where Visual Studio placed my AppX upload package, and I'll drag and drop it here and click Save. Now we have an opportunity to write a description for Woof and include screenshots for our app. We have two languages, so we'll be doing this twice. We'll start with English and do German next. I'll click on English. I'll enter some very simple information here to complete the demo, but I encourage you to click on all these question marks and see more information about how to complete these sections and market your app. Visual Studio includes a great screenshot capturing tool for this section. So let's switch back to Visual Studio. I'll click on Store and Capture Screenshots. This will launch a simulator where I can see my app and use the tool to capture the screenshots. I'll click this little camera to capture the main page of our app. Back on the Windows dashboard, I'll click Add Image and navigate to the location in my Pictures folder where I can see my screenshot. I'll add a quick description, add info to the other mandatory fields, and I'll fill in the rest later. Now I'll click Save so I can show you the German page. Let's click on German. I didn't want my German app to show up in the Windows Store with an English description, so I had my German-speaking friend translate my description already. I'll copy and paste that now. I want my screenshots to be in German too, so let's get those. Inside my simulator, I need to change my language. In the language preference window, I need to add German, and then move that up as my preferred language. Now back in Visual Studio, I'll launch the screenshot simulator again, and we'll see our app in German. I can click the camera again to capture that screenshot. Back in the dashboard, I'll use the same process to add my image. And my German friend translated the description as well. Again, I'll fill in this mandatory field and click Save. If you have people who will review your app, you can enter notes for them here. I'll just click Save to move on. Now I'm ready to click Submit for certification and get my app into the Windows Store. As I mentioned, there are a lot of things to consider when preparing to submit your localized app to the Windows Store. I hope this video helped you understand a few of those considerations and showed you how you can upload your multilingual app to the store and start reaching customers all over the world. Thank you.